Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Meister Sheni, Perik, Dalit, Mishnah Yoramaitzi, Kli. Someone finds a Keli, Vekasav Olav Karbin. Not the Keli, he sees the word Karbin. Now, when we think Karbin, we think Behemoth. But really, anything that you're Magdish, anything you donate to the Beis Hamikdash, whether it's an actual Behemoth that goes up on the Mizbeach, or it's just donating something so that its value belongs to the Hagdish, it's called a carbon. So basically, this person finds a keli because of all of carbon, and on it is written the word carbon. Rabbi Yehuda says, let's take a look and see what type of keli is it. In Mayashel Cheres, if it was made out of earthenware, then the din is hu chulin. The keli itself is chulin. Chulin means not Hagdish. It's not the derech of people, explains about Tanura, to be Magdish pottery. Bedekabayis means when you donate something to the Beis Hamikdash, not that it goes up on the Mizbeach, but that its value belongs to Hegdash. Either Hegdash uses it or Hegdash takes the value from this and uses it. But people don't give pottery to Hegdash. So if you find an earthenware keli and it says carbon on it, hu chulin. The keli is chulin. It says carbon. It means a mashe betoiche carbon. What's inside, whatever is inside, that's the carbon. That's what he meant when he wrote carbon. On the other hand, bimo yeshel mateches, if it's a metal keli, that sometimes people are magdish to the Beis Hamikdash, that has a chashivas. So who carbon? Then we're going to assume that the keli is the carbon. In other words, it's hegdish. A mashe betoiche chulin, but what's inside is chulin. Most things are not hegdish. Amru Lai, so the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, "Ein derech b'nei Adam liyaskansin chulin lekarbon." Not the derech of people put chulin into a hegdish keli. So, as the Bat Tanura explains, the Rabbanah don't argue on Rabbi Yehuda in the case of cheres. They understand people don't donate kli cheres to hegdish, and therefore, if it says carbon, it means the keli is chulin, and what's inside is a carbon. They do argue on the second case, the case of the metal. You're telling me, Rabbi Yehuda, that if you find a metal keli and it says carbon on it, that means to say the keli is carbon and what's inside is chulin? No. If the keli belongs to Hegdish, you're not allowed to use it to keep things inside. Can't keep your rubber bands inside or whatever it is. It belongs to Hegdish. So therefore the Chachamim say if the keli is Hegdish, then we assume what's inside is Hegdish also.